Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
A murder case in New Bedford may be facing dismissal today, not for a lack of evidence, but because of the actions of a Bristol County prosecutor. One of the basic tenets of the law protects communications between a defendant and his attorney. But the prosecutor in the New Bedford case sent taped defendant-attorney conversations to the grand jury. Now the defense attorney is asking the judge to throw out the case. The story from WBUR's David Boeri.
Court, all rise.
And in that courtroom in Fall River, defense attorney Robert Griffin rose with indignation at what he discovered the Bristol County District Attorney's Office had done with some phone calls from his client in jail. Griffin, who himself was once chief prosecutor in Suffolk Superior Court, has called it shocking and reprehensible.
And what the government did was they took the phone calls and they entered them into evidence as an exhibit before the grand jury. That's the misconduct.
On the other end of the phone line that day in 2010, charged with murder and held without bail, was Jonathan Nemec. His case at the time seemed unlikely to attract attention. It involved an argument with another man over a woman outside the Alcoholics Anonymous meeting next to a soup kitchen in New Bedford. Then a fight in which Nemec allegedly stabbed and killed the victim. The case seemed solid until the issue of the phone calls. Robert Griffin explains.
They contain privileged communications between myself and my client. It's clear the discussions in those phone calls were about his case, the state of his case, the state of the evidence, and the state of the investigation of the Commonwealth.
And therefore, defense attorney Griffin argued, the judge had only one option.
There is no other remedy available to the court other than dismissing this matter.
Outside the courtroom, Bristol County District Attorney C. Samuel Sutter has been playing defense.
Now, wait, please. We're in the middle of a hearing, so I'm going to be very circumspect and very terse.
For Sutter, who's running for Congress in the Democratic primary against William Keating in the 9th District, the problem in his office brings added tension. Sutter has acknowledged we made a mistake while defending the assistant district attorney who has now been taken off the case.
This is my only statement. My statement is, as I've said before, there was a mistake, but it was not egregious. The mistake was unintentional. The mistake was inadvertent.
And, Sutter insisted, it certainly didn't rise to the level that the murder charge should be thrown out. Inside the courtroom, Sutter's first assistant waged a fierce argument against dismissal, largely blaming the defense for the mistake.
To this day, the Sheriff's Department asserts, and there's no evidence, that a privileged phone call has ever been recorded.
What happened inadvertently, Prosecutor William McCauley told the judge, involves the jail phone system. Whenever an inmate makes a phone call out, that call is routed through a computer, which gives a recorded warning to the recipient. Like this one.
Hello. Global Tel Link. This call may be recorded or monitored. I have a prepaid call from an inmate at North Central.
When an inmate calls his defense attorney, however, the computer automatically shuts off when it recognizes the lawyer's registered number. But lawyer Robert Griffin did not have a registered number, the prosecutor told the judge, so the calls were recorded.
We wouldn't even be here. We wouldn't be here if that number had been an authorized number, because none of these calls would have ever been included in that disk.
The disk that was sent to the grand jury. And in any case, McCauley argued, the defense attorney should have heard that regular warning and taken heed.
This call may be recorded or monitored.
Griffin said he never heard any warning because his phone calls were answered by a switchboard operator. But the prosecutor said that didn't matter. The defendant himself got the same warning, like a Miranda warning.
If you choose to speak, anything you say can be used against you. So he's been advised. Now, he's the privilege holder, and he decides he's going to speak.
So the Bristol County District Attorney's Office argued, like a man sitting on a bench talking to his lawyer while another man sits beside them, the defendant had no reason to expect his call was confidential. He'd been warned, and the recording was not a violation of attorney-client privilege. Afterward, defense attorney Robert Griffin expressed amazement.
I don't even know how to respond to that.
Apart from the explanation of technical glitches lies a more fundamental problem. As the district attorney's office acknowledges, that prosecutor, who's now been removed from the case, presented the conversations between lawyer and client as evidence to the grand jury in a first-degree murder case without ever listening to or reading them. That omission has caused shock among some legal experts and the defense attorney in this case.
Having been a prosecutor myself for 13 years, I can tell you I never put anything in a grand jury that I didn't listen to or read or know what it was before I put it in there.
Robert Griffin says the damage is done, and you can't unring the bell. The prosecution says there was no damage done, so there's no need to dismiss. Though lawyer-client privilege has been considered a bedrock legal principle, Judge Lloyd McDonald seems skeptical of the motion to dismiss.
This call may be monitored or recorded. To accept this call, press 1.
The hearing continues today. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.